Right behind him, the tailback, Jerick McKinnon. And the rookie gets the call with room up the middle. He sprints to the 10, to the 15, cuts it out to the 25, to the 30, shakes a tackle at the 35, stutter steps at the 40, angles to the right at the 50, stays on his feet at the 40! Look at Jerick McKinnon fly!
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. It is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and we are breaking down a speedy one today. His name is Jerick McKinnon. He was born in Atlanta, correct?
Yes, sir.
High school football in Marietta, Georgia, correct?
Yes, sir.
And college football at Georgia Southern, correct?
That's right.
So how much fun did you have trash-talking your Atlanta Falcon friends after you went for 135 in Sunday's game?
It's pretty good, but I didn't really trash-talk. A lot of people back home had great support base, but unfortunately they weren't going for the Falcons, but it's all good.
The 135-yard performance you had in the victory over Atlanta, how did it come so easily for you?
Just a whole team unit, just working together. The whole O-line played really well. Teddy played phenomenal. Receiving corps played phenomenal. And then, it was all meshing together. And, I was just fortunate enough to make a play.
Excellent blocking down the field, too, by the receivers, right?
Definitely, the whole game.
Now, on that 55-yard run, nearing the end of the run, Cordarrelle Patterson's right in front of you. You had the option to go left to the sidelines, but you decided to cut right. What made you decide to go right?
I was kind of toying with the block, true front. I was hoping that he was going to stay to the left, but stayed to the right instead. And seen 71 coming across, so I cut it back and, was able to make a play. But if I had to go back, I'd probably take a step to the right and keep it to the left and try to take it from there.
It was a brilliant run, as you just saw. And at the end of the run, when you knew it was over, after you had zigged and zagged and cut and everything, you were the one that delivered the hit at the end of the run, just to kind of cap it, right?
Yes, sir. Just trying to finish strong. I'm not really a big guy, but, try to, pose my will on defenders whenever I can.
Do you have a nickname?
Jet.
It's Jet?
Yes, sir.
Jerick the Jet McKinnon.
That's right.
How'd you get that?
It all started at school at Georgia Southern. I really couldn't find a niche or a position that I could start at because I had some older guys in front of me. And, I just always ran really fast. And I guess it just developed and kind of liked the ring to it. So it kind of stuck with me.
Back in high school, did you really have a 316-yard rushing game as a quarterback in a playoff game?
Yeah, I did.
316 yards, how do you do that in one game?
They didn't want to take the quarterback, so I kept it.
And from your days at Georgia Southern, from playing quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and defensive back, you're a running back now in the NFL for the Minnesota Vikings. Out of college, or maybe during college, did you have a favorite position, and if so, why?
In college, our quarterback's pretty much just a running back as well. We're doing some different things, but I'd probably just say anytime that I had a chance to run the ball or impact the game or, have a chance to be that X factor, I'd probably say that was probably the best part.
What are the offensive keys to beating Green Bay?
Well, first of all, we've got to hold them to the ball. Got to be able to make some explosive plays, keep drives going with, making first downs. When third downs do come up, do our best to convert them. And, stay on track as an offense and, put points up on the board. Give our defense some space.
Jerick the Jet McKinnon, last one. What do you like most about being a member of the Minnesota Vikings?
Just coming to work every day with, a great group of guys. There's a lot of funny guys on the team, a lot of characters. So, they make it enjoyable and stuff like that. So I'd probably say that's the best part.